You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Libo-libong Australiano ang nagrally sa buong bansa at hinikayat ang pampederal na pamahalaan na isara ang mga sentro ng detensyon sa labas ng bansa, sa Manus Island at Nauru. Sinabi ng mga tagapagtanggol ng mga refugee, ipapakita ng maraming paglahok na ang saloobin ng publiko ay nagbabago at ang mga pampolitikal na leader ay kailangang kumilos. Narito ang ulat ni Amy Hall na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Libo-libong tagapagtanggol ng mga refugee ang sumali sa mga rally kahapon, Domingo de Ramos, at sila ay nanawagan para dalhin sa Australia ang mga refugee na nakadetini sa labas ng bansa. Ginawa ang mga rally sa 20 siyudad at bayan kasama ang Melbourne, Sydney, Hobart at Alice Springs. Sinabi ng taga-organisa na si Chris Bean, sawang-sawa ang mga Australiano sa ipinapakitang kalupitan ng pampederal na pamahalaan.
The rally today is calling for a fair and welcoming society, and that is a message that resonates deeply amongst people. And I think people do show solidarity with refugees as people who are just like us. And I think people want them to be treated well as they want, you know, themselves to be treated well.
Sinabi ni David Mann, Executive Director ng Refugee Legal, ang Australia ay dating mayroong mapagbigay na diwa sa mga refugee. Sinabi niya na libo-libong Australiano na nagmamartya ay nagpaabot ng malakas na mensahe sa mga politikal na leader na nais nila ang bansa ay magpakita ng magandang halimbawa sa buong mundo.
They need to hear this clarion call loud and clear that there is a demand across the nation for a fair and compassionate society that welcomes and protects refugees, and one which reflects the kind of society in a broader sense that we want to live in, dream of and defend, a compassionate society that helps people in need, that doesn't harm people fleeing from harm.
Halos 900 katao ang kasalukuyang nakadetini sa Manus Island at Nauru. Sinabi ni Mann, sila ay nakadetini sa masamang kondisyon at kailangan ng pagkilos kaagad-agad para sila makalaya.
Whatever mandate politicians may have claimed for stopping the boat, the truth is there has never been a mandate to mistreat people in this way. And that, you know, from Broome to Brisbane to Brunswick, we do not wake up each day across this country, you know, clamoring to, you know, harm people fleeing from harm. So I think that the toll has been terrible. We know that it's urgent. The tide is turning, and the time is ripe for real change. But we know at the same time that it's an emergency situation.
Sumang-ayon si Breen.
What we can't afford is more excuses, more delays, you know, more years spent looking for third countries that, you know, don't exist. These are refugees who sought asylum in Australia. Australia sent them to Manus and Nauru, and Australia can bring them back. And that needs to happen now.
Si Berus Bukani, isang Iranian na mamahayag, ay nakadetini sa Manus Island sa nakalipas na 6 taon. Sinabi niya, ang alituntunan ng pamahalaan ay lumikha ng mga di maisasalarawang pang-pisikal at pang-mental na pinsala sa mga nakadetini.
The people who are separated with their family, you know, it's really hard for them to endure this, suffering, to tolerate it. And people are so tired. People are so tired, and many people are sick.
Sinabi ni Bukani, siya ay nagpapasalamat sa libo-libo na nagprotesta para sa kanya at kalayaan ng kanyang kapwa nakadetini.
It's very important that these people are standing up against this policy, and they are rejecting this policy, and they are saying that they are better than this, and they cannot be silent in front of this crimes against humanity.
Sinabi niya na umaasa siya na tatanggihan ng mga botante ang mga politiko na tutol sa mga refugee sa darating na pampederal na halalan.
sbs.com.au